This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice. T-Y-P-E type. Type it up. Text type to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. Today's the last day in our 12K a day giveaway. Type is this hour's code word. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. The last day. Let's get a bunch of local winners. Message and data rates may apply.
Did you just woot woot?
Woot woot.
I guess I did. You wooted. I don't even remember doing that.
Well, listen, it's Friday. We're not going to remember a lot of things that happened today, Yuzat. That's the nature of a Friday.
Look at this kid behind me.
Hi, kid.
This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
So Daniel walks in, and he's like Mr. Dapper. He's interviewing for an intern position.
I love when the kids wear a suit. That means it matters
You're
to you.
You're so handsome.
I think that's great.
Maybe he only has suits, Sarah. You don't know.
Do you only have suits, Daniel?
Oh,
good. Oh, good. That's good to know. You will not need to wear a suit every day, but you certainly may. If
he's going to wear his crappy
that.
Clothes next week.
Yeah, and his Crocs. Anyway, type is this hour's code word.
He's so
is that
funny.
All you're doing?
I love The Cure.
That was hella long, Sarah.
I don't know. I felt like, thanks,
play it,
Prince.
End it the right way.
Couple other ones.
What's
right,
the right way?
The right way is
I
this
would
one.
Like
no!
To
I hate that one!
I would like...
Time for text.
I was looking at pictures of... I always like to read music news and stuff. Recently, I saw a picture of the guy from The Cure, Robert Smith, and he's got his black hair all teased out and his bad... He's got tangerine lipstick on and a sourpuss on his face, like...
It's just resting bitch face. It happens as you get old.
What are you doing, dude? Yeah. Why you did all that to yourself and went, yep, I'm ready to go out. Yucky.
That's anyway. Jane's inspiration.
Oh, I bet she loves Robert Smith.
I would
mean,
guess,
I do too.
Right?
But he does, as he's aged, it hasn't...
He's gotten a little sour.
It hasn't gone well.
Well, it doesn't go well.
Right.
Oh, God, he looks awful.
he
looks deranged.
Yeah.
Well, he's a 64-year-old dude wearing orange lipstick, so...
Right. Goth guy.
Yeah.
With orange lipstick. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
707 says, I did not have a true best friend until I met my wife.
Aww.
Oh, God.
So sweet.
Yay.
I hope my husband feels that way about
wrong
me.
With you? Yeah.
Nothing. That's so
never
beautiful.
Type that anywhere
oh
again.
God.
That's beautiful.
As long as you live. Zer.
Flush a toilet, too.
Jeez.
God, why are you guys so awful?
Do you have a best friend, Hooman?
Not anymore.
Is your mom your best friend?
Okay, so I think I've got like three. Don't flush it right now. I'm talking. It's messed up, bro.
Yeah, I was just fulfilling your request, bro.
It would be Sara, Parisa, Susan would probably be the top three.
My feelings are a little hurt right now.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, how does Sarah not
Sarah
make that
Clark.
Sarah?
How about me?
You
said. Forget it. No, it's too late. Forget it.
I can't think of anybody that's been more committed to you than Sarah. My
Jesus, very committed.
For 20 years, we've been friends.
The thing is,
you come over to my house once a week.
One of the signs is you just have to be able to pick up the phone and call them at any time.
Oh, yeah, don't
any,
do that.
Like,
you're right.
Sarah makes
it
very clear never to call her.
You can
she doesn't
want
to talk
text
to you.
Text me whenever you want.
Well, I don't want to text my problem. I want to have a sympathetic voice and, you know.
You tell me here.
All right.
Wow, that's what your friendship needs?
That,
someone
it
you
does,
can call
yes,
all the time?
Yeah, no, it just needs to be available and it needs to be welcomed. And it's not
if you need me,
see,
you can
there
call
it is.
Me.
There it is.
I pick
you
up
can
your phone
call,
call
me. Yeah, I pick up your phone calls
you
too.
Do.
You
I
can
would
call
pick
me
up your
anytime.
Phone. I would pick
how
it up.
How often do you need to call someone and
I just like to talk about nothing sometimes. I got to drive ahead of me. I want to be like, what are you doing?
I can do
that with those other three.
You're right about
Parissa,
that.
Parissa, not so much anymore. She's busy with work.
Well, maybe she dropped. I don't blame them. I feel like if you call me to kill time, I'm hanging up
on
you.
But we're not talking about your barometer. We're talking about my barometer. My barometer says I want to talk about nothing. I want to call you whenever.
And they don't sniff you out and go, oh, you know you're who? In the car killing time on me right
no,
now.
No, absolutely
Hooman, I got
not.
A new
They're
best
happy
friend
to hear
for you.
From you.
You know
happy
who,
to hear from me.
You know who loves talking on the phone for hours about nothing? My brother. So he's moving to town. He's a potential new best friend for you.
Listen, I'm going to hang out with that kid. You've asked me to hang out with him a million times. I will promise to hang out with him.
Just take him off my hands.
I'll take him.
Just
yeah, I'll, show, I'll introduce
my
him to a lot of
brother,
people.
Who's 50 years old.
I'll introduce him to venture
kid.
Capitalists.
That'll be great.
We'll get him in the hands
let's
of the...
Let's get him in the hands of the right
just,
people.
Does he
let's
like,
get him out of my house.
Does
let's,
he like the ballet and the... like, does he like golfing? Does he like anything
oh boy,
like that?
He's getting tough. Yes.
Okay, well then we're set. Thank you.
Get him out of here.
He likes sandwiches.
Oh, he loves sandwiches.
He likes football, right?
He loves football.
He's a Pats guy, right?
Yeah. Those are universe. I'm talking about a little bit more. We're filtering.
What was
the
other one besides the ballet?
The opera, the symphony, golfing.
Golfing,
anything
yeah, he'll
like
golf.
That.
Yeah.
You golf?
Sailing, anything
oh, I
sailing
don't,
related.
He loves the water.
The water.
He loves fishing.
Oh. Oh, okay, that's a little different. But
You don't want to go fishing.
Do you golf, really?
Me, I don't. Absolutely not. No.
Then why would you want to go golfing?
Because I don't want to go golfing. I get asked to go golfing all the time, and I'm like, I don't golf, and I'm not good on boats. I get seasick.
Oh.
I get asked to go on
Never
boats
mind.
And golf.
Oh, so these aren't things you need in a
no,
best friend.
No, but these people I introduced him to, they're going to be like, hey, let's take this guy golfing. He's going to have to be like, all right, I'm down.
I don't know
and
if he
not
golfs.
Miniature golfing.
Well, tell him to hit the range.
Just find out some more stuff about your
I just don't know that much about him.
Is July 12th open to under 21? Can I bring my 13-year-old? He would love to see you guys.
Yes. We're going up for a pool party and a secret show on the 11th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, July 11th. The next morning, we're broadcasting our show live from the Fairmont. It's a big tent. It's set up right out front, if it's the same setup it has been. That is open. That's the public. Bring your baby. Bring your 4-year-old. It'll be fine. No more offensive than we normally are. No, the secret show will be bad, but you need a ticket for that.
510 says, Sarah might bone them. LOL.
Bone who?
I'm sure this is a best friend's comment.
I'm going to bone my best friends?
I don't know. I think it goes way back.
Oh. I did bone most people I know growing up, you know.
Well, that's...
you find yourself.
You want to get to know them.
Yeah.
It's.
Should we do that?
All right. Know it can, and there are times when you've even said, like, can't we talk about anything else? But it is fascinating. Like, most people don't have that history.
Mm, you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like a pretty normal lady.
You're really?
Yeah.
All right.
Having my fun.
Oh, no one would want you to not have your fun. It's completely interesting to me that, you know, as we go through the best friends from your childhood, you're like, yep. That guy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just find yourself alone.
That guy.
Nothing to do.
Okay.
You want to try that? All right.
3-3. Yeah.
I didn't get any money from them.
Once a guitar. You did get a guitar one time.
One time. But I'd boned that guy a million times. He was my old boyfriend. I'm like, I'll do it one more time for that guitar.
Please, one more time. Just one more taste of your love. Oh, please.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all right, let me pick out one of your guitars.
I believe it was the Dean
Explorer style mini.
Yes.
Explorer, that's the style.
415 says, hey, Vinny, didn't Jay-Z make like 10 more albums? Find Rihanna, Kanye, and Married Beyonce? Nas did what after Ether?
Well, he just did a record with Kanye, so.
Listen, I wasn't taking sides. I was just trying to tell. I
yeah,
like
you better
Jay-Z,
not.
Too.
Jay-Z's going to come after you.
But I like Nas, and I remember Ether being a pretty good stab at him.
I see.
At Jay-Z, I mean.
Lots of swears.
Yeah, it just didn't sound half as fun with all the swears taken out. Big E from 510 writes in, Eddie's son Wolfgang Van Halen is the bass player and background vocals on the band Tremonti. You know that bass line that you like?
Is that so?
Well, oh, wait. The bass line was on Dave Matthews that you liked. Well, anyway, he's worked with Tremonti.
Well, that's great. Kid's got a life.
Maybe. Maybe he does.
Yeah. Maybe he's waiting for his dad's inheritance.
Well, we keep hearing he's got a solo album, and that was a year ago longer.
Where is it? Wolfie.
Will the new Prince album be easily accessible to us, or like not on Tidal? And when will it release?
It's, I can't on the date in front of me. I think it was September 21st.
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's going to be available on iTunes. So I don't know how much more accessible it gets than that. They actually have a pre-order spot for it right now. It'll just download right into your music when it becomes available.
Eric Clapton, so humble. When he was asked what it was like to be the greatest guitarist, he said, I don't know. Ask Prince.
Oh. I remember that quote. That's a good one.
650 says, love, love, love the new Dave Matthews.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like that last song where he's just singing around like this.
415 says, oh, heck no.
Oh, heck
will
no
my
what?
Wife and I sacrifice our retirement for our kids?
Yeah,
we have a one and a 4-year-old. We are in our mid-30s and planning for retirement already. As soon as we got our full-time jobs and graduated at 22. We opened Roths, 403Bs, 457 account. I don't even know these accounts.
I don't either. A lot of numbers.
We'll help them with a little college, but since mommy and daddy took out and paid back school loans, so can they.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it's nice to be able to do a little something for your kids for college, you know. We've saved a lot of money, and then we found out how much college was and went, well, here's what we got.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put in some money for both of them for sure.
Both of them.
We want to also, you know, fix some stuff in the house.
Sure.
Have some money in the bank.
Yeah. Be ready for retirement when that comes.
Right. Dad needs a new pair of Vans, too. You never do know when.
And they're going to wear out.
Right. 925 says, my sister banked on my dad's death for a big payout. When she discovered there was nothing but the house left, she did everything she could to try and get more out of it than her two siblings. It tore our family apart.
Oh.
Suddenly, both my siblings had financial problems. What would they have done if he didn't pass? Shaking my head. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, do not.
To have that attitude towards your parents.
I agree. And it's morbid, too. It's you're waiting for someone to die so you can become solvent. That's not how you should live your life. It should be a matter of pride that you don't need that you've become your own person. You're not waiting on your parents' death.
On the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl.
But it's gone too far,
cause you know it don't matter anyway.
Rich girl, say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
510 says, the Freddie Mercury movie leaves out that he had relationships with men and that he died of AIDS. A lot of people are upset that they straight washed his life.
Oh, I thought one of the clips I saw in the trailer was him leaning into some dude.
I don't know. I don't know how they've seen it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I hope that's not the case, though.
That would be really silly to do a biopic about Freddie Mercury that didn't address that he's gay and died of AIDS.
One of the things that had come up when they were talking about doing his biopic is because he died, it's going to have a tragic ending.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
He announced a day before he passed that he had AIDS? Really?
Was it?
Nobody knew. It was real. It was like maybe 2 days. It was really right before he died. He actually came out and said, by the way, I have AIDS. Bye, Felicia. He said, too. I wasn't saying that to him by any stretch of the imagination. I just realized that might have sounded bad.
A lot of you texted in about Anthony Bourdain. Good morning. So sad to hear about Anthony Bourdain. I was lucky enough to meet him at a book signing last year. Fans can see his other shows on streaming.
Yeah, he's just got a ton of them. Parts Unknown is the one that he does for CNN. I can't think of the one that's on the Travel Channel.
No Reservations.
That's also, it's really the same vein. He'll go to these various places and really does so much more than just the food.
Yeah, there's a lot. And he clearly was.
Yeah, I was amazed by the just gigantic outpouring about him today. not amazed. I mean, I was super upset about it, but I, you know.
And we should let's thank Liam one more time.
Yes, Liam Makelam called in this morning. He's the foodie chap over at KCBS. And
he posted some pictures on Facebook.
He was
with Anthony.
Just distraught when we talked to him this morning.
Well, they knew each other, so. Yeah. In 2001, when I went to Costa Rica for our honeymoon, we spent a good part of the week reading Kitchen Confidential. It was an unusual experience for a honeymoon, I'm sure, but Hubs and I will always link our honeymoon to Bourdain. Rest in peace, Anthony. Yeah, lots. I mean, it's endless. So
that's a good book. Anybody who's looking for a good read and you haven't read that, that's I really actually don't read a lot of nonfiction and not a lot of biographies or autobiographies, I guess that is. But I got sucked right in, and it's a cool little tale about his life. I was really glad I read it.
Back in a couple.
All right. Radio.com. Oh, baby, I'm ready for love. We're just ready for the weekend, Vinny. It's Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You know, I guess dancing for some people really cures what ails you, because there she was. She starts out.
She can barely stand up.
She's holding her hip and she's dancing. I look away, and when I look back, she's doing the booby shake in at the new intern.
She's still holding her side, but she's really, it's hard for her to. She can't hold back.
I love to dance.
Clearly.
I know. Did it hurt more after? Or did it help a little bit? Maybe you should do some more dancing.
What?
Maybe you should force yourself to do more dancing. It'll help your side. Move things along.
Oh. What's the ETA on that? Like, this weekend should be the last of it, right?
The burn or the...
Well, that's the thing, is the burns are hurting the most right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The burns were hurting so bad that they canceled out the diverticulitis pain.
In case you're just joining us, Yuzette's been suffering from a bout with diverticulitis, something that hadn't really been on her radar for about 2 years.
Yeah.
You felt like it wasn't going to happen anymore. Mm-hmm. Hurt so bad that she actually gave herself second-degree burns, big-ass blistered burns all over her belly using a heating pad that she just kept turning on. So that's the real problem right now.
They're on the mend, though. They're starting to get...
Are they all popped?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good news. Yikes. Anyway, that's what Yuzette will be doing, convalescing at her house.
What do you say to that? Nothing.
Right. Yeah. Gross.
Do you have big plans this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah. Well, Sandy's in town, and she wasn't here for Mother's Day, so we'll probably take her out to dinner for Mother's Day. And we'll also ditch her with her granddaughter at some point. So that those two can, you know, do their thing.
And you guys can have a night to yourselves.
Sure. I mean, oh my God.
What?
Oh my
I never
God.
Told you guys.
What?
So, you know how this is not an ad, although this ends up being an ad. I was, when you brought up We Can Be Alone, I thought of Pilimanjaro, which is this thing in my bed that's been like 15 pillows.
Pilimanjaro.
Gathered up. Oh my God, it's a mountain that I just look at and go, why do I even try to get in there with all that there? I ordered...
Pilimanjaro is very funny.
It is.
I ordered the My Pillow body pillow.
Yes, yes.
And it has removed at least 4 of the giant mountain that I've been sleeping next to.
Oh,
it's
wow.
been incredible.
She loves it?
She does love it, absolutely.
I'm telling you, they're so great. I got it when I was pregnant and never got rid of it. Like, I get a new one every couple of years. Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
It hasn't improved her mobility,
no.
You know, for the purposes of the fun time stuff that we might go do if Nona's watching the kid, but at least I can still sleep in the bed.
That's great, Vinny.
Yay!
Yay! Nothing harder than sleeping on the side of a mountain.
Oh, it is.
I feel like I'm going to roll right off this
Were
thing.
You there? That's what it looks like. I'm serious.
I can picture it. Mm-hmm. Well, have a great weekend, you guys.
Oh, have fun with your mini vacation.
Oh, yeah. You're the one that's going off. Oh, please. Hit the doobage for all of us, would you?
You know, it's going to be hard to avoid, but I'm telling you, I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, yeah,
not having good experiences with it.
Try it again. Just try it.
I don't think so.
Are you holding your hits long enough?
Oh, yes. Okay. I do seem to be. They seem to be quite effective.
You know how to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not doing that. Anyway, you'll get the full report. I'm sure you'll get it out of me.
I didn't want to say the other day when you were telling the story, but it sounds a little orgiastic, like all the grown-ups and when the kids were like, we'd like to go. What? And you guys are all, no, kids are coming.
No children.
Yeah, like what? A swinging they, thing yeah, going
it
on.
It is. I assure you it isn't. Although if, I'll happily make up some stories if you'd like that
do
on
that,
Monday.
Okay.
That'll make
yes,
you a little more
great.
Interested.
Monday morning's yeah, going to yeah. be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure as we're playing Hoopla and other, you know, 10-person card games. Oh, we'll be Cards Against Humanity. That'll be good. You know, we'll come up with some scenarios that I can present to you guys.
Excellent. Excellent.
But, all right. Super. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. And we'll see you back here on Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.